Lions, brought to you by the Michigan National Guard, as the coach of the week in the state of Michigan after mirroring the Marlette Red Raiders 66-10. It's based on performance, but as well as promoting player health and safety within the football program. And one thing HarmReach does is their student athletes all receive a baseline concussion test, which the Eastern Huron Ambulance Service, as well as Dr. Oates, does before the season starts to have a baseline. In case an injury does occur, they know what to base it off of. This kick goes down to the 8-yard line where Tim Zoo picks it up out to about the 18-yard line. First and 10 with a long field in front of them as the rain continues to come down here in the second half in Harbor Beach. USA first and 10 from their 18-yard line.
Number 2, Travis Essmaker makes the first tackle in this half.
Clock is running. Running clock situation. Anytime it's 35 points or more in the second half, USA with the ball at their own 18-yard line, working off the right hash. Coming out with a receiver wide each way in a pistol. Jake Beachy in the about 2 yards behind his center. Man in motion, that's McKay Jones. They hand it off to him around the left end, and there's Harbor Beach to meet him. They read that from the get-go. No gain on the play. Brings up second and 10.
Number 56, the senior, Justin Lasewski, waiting for that play.
Second and 10 from the 18-yard line still for USA. Running clock situation, 11 minutes to play in the second half in the third quarter. USA is still in the huddle. Harbor Beach is going to bring about 8 men in the box in this play. Valley lessen it to about 7. Receiver wide each way, pistol, and then this yard behind him are two running backs, McKay Jones in motion, right to left across the radio. Beachy throws the pass to the 27-yard line. It is complete. Dan Rick, number 88, gets his feet in before falling out of bounds. A nice grab there for about 9 yards out to the 27-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down by about a yard. Gain of 9 for the pass from Beachy into the hands of Dan Rick, his favorite receiver. Rick now has 3 receptions for 25 yards on the night. Third and 1 from the 27-yard line. First down marker is at the 28. 10-12 to play in the third quarter. T formation, Beachy under center. Hands it off to his left man. That's number 28, Brandon Harper. And Harbor Beach meets him in the backfield. Pushes him back without a loss of a yard out to the 26-yard line. Brings up 4th and 2.
Number 52, Brandon Oswald. And 71, Mike Lukowski all over that run play.
4th and 2 situation for the USA offense. Nearly brought up a punt team, and now they only substitute 1 player in. Almost appears that they're going for it. Number 25, Tim Zub, checks out. First down markers at 28. They are on the 26-yard line of their own territory, coming out in the T formation. 3 men in the backfield, Beachy under center. It's a handoff left side to Seth Gangler. He gets out to right about the first down marker at the 28-yard line. Looks like he has it by about a half a yard. Nearly out to the 29. And there's the first down. So USA converts on 4th down, moves the chains. They're at their own 29-yard line. 1st and 10 coming up.
I think a pretty favorable spot there for USA. That looked really, really close. But nice run by Gangler to get just enough for that first down.
A score from 8-man football. Heck is leading 6-0 after 3. And they are playing Deckerville. 1st and 10 for USA. 2 receivers to the right is a handoff on the man in motion. Number 28, Brandon Harper, from the far side to the near side. Caught in the backfield for a loss of 4. He's out to the 24-yard line. Started at the 28. And now it's 2nd and 14.
And running that play right at number 40, and that's Kyle Kramer making a nice tackle in the backfield.
2nd down and 14, 8:08 left in the third quarter. Running clock situation, 35-0. Harbor Beach leads USA in the third quarter. 2 receivers wide each way. Beachy in the pistol and a man behind him. That's Seth Gangler. He throws this right in the midfield. Nearly picked off by Eli Kraft. It was intended for Dan Rick at the right hash at the 35-yard line. Falls incomplete. The bullet flies right through the defender as well. and now 3rd and 14.
He was well covered, Hunter Beach, really figuring out that Rick's the only one he's even thrown at tonight. And there were three Pirates in the area. Beachy gave, they let that ball go and gave it a shot, but no response there and an incomplete pass.
3rd and 14, 7.5 to play in the third quarter. They're on their own 24-yard line, USA with the ball. Receiver wide each way. McKay Jones in motion to the top side of your radio. A little bit of high snap, and it's a pitch out on the reverse to McKay Jones to the near side, and Harbor Reach is there to meet him at the line of scrimmage. Pushes him back to about the 21 where they'll spot him. Loss of 2 on the play. Now 4th and 16.
Jacob Shoemaker and Travis Essmaker both in the backfield to make that tackle. Weren't fooled at all.
USA is going to be forced to punt here. Aaron Ginther comes out ready to receive this at his own 45-yard line. Rain still coming down. Winds top side of your radio to the near side of your radio. Just a nasty October night in Harbor Beach, Michigan. USA can agree. There's the punt. Nice looking punt. End over end at the 45, bounces across midfield into Harbor Beach territory, and rolls to a stop at the 46 of Harbor Beach. And that's where Harbor Beach will take over, a 54-yard field to work with. 6:11 to play in the third quarter. Harbor Beach leads 35-0. It's 1st and 10 for the Pirates.
Nice job by the Harbor Beach defense, not allowing USA to do much of anything. They got a very close first down and then lost yards on the next three downs, forced them to punt. Ball just shy of midfield for Eli Kraft and the Pirates.
Coming out of the spread formation, a running back to either side of Kraft is a handoff to Ridner to the left side. He rumbles, drops about the 49-yard line. It's going to be a gain of 3. Just shy of midfield, right to left across your radio are the Pirates this quarter. Now 2nd and 7.
Number 60, John Bauer makes the tackle.
Clock continues to wind down. Less than 5.5 left in the third quarter. Our reach with a 35-point lead. Two receivers to the right, one to the left, two running backs to the backfield on either side of Kraft on a shotgun. It's another handoff to Ridner. He breaks free the first tackle at midfield, gets out to the 48 before he's brought down by number 22 and number 60 of USA. That's Nathan Mielke and John Bauer. Gain of 2 on the play. Now 3rd and 4.
DJ Ridner, he runs hard, man. It takes 3 guys to bring him down.
He's a big kid, and he's only a junior. 5'10", 225 pounds, fullback and a linebacker. 3rd and 4 from the 48-yard line into USA territory. Same formation, 2 to the right, 1 to the left, 2 men in the backfield with Kraft on the shotgun. And nearly threads the needle there at the 41-yard line to number 2, Travis Essmaker. Ball's incomplete, and now Harbor Beach is faced with their first 4th down all night.
Yeah, first one of the night as the Patriot defense forces 2 short runs and an incomplete pass, something they haven't do in back-to-back plays yet this game. Kraft under a little bit of pressure, delivered a nice ball with a low to Essmaker in traffic, and at least he put it in a place where only Essmaker can make a play.
Eli Kraft now 3 for 5 of the night, going for it on 4th down. They throw it to the right side, 4 pass to number 47, Aaron Ginther. And so it's going to be a turnover for Harbor Beach, their first of the night, and they give it right back to USA after only gaining about 6 yards on that drive. 1st and 10 from nearly midfield, the 48-yard line. USA with the best field position they've had all night.
Yeah, and the best consecutive plays their defense has performed so far tonight. I mean, stopping them on 4 downs, tough to do against this offense. The ball's definitely going to be a little wet. You got to be careful throwing that ball.
1st and 10 from their own 49-yard line is USA. 2 receivers wide each way. Beachy is in the pistol, and behind him, Tim Zub now blocking for him. He rolls to his left. Here comes the defenders, and he throws this right to midfield. It bounces off the turf and then into the hands of McKay Jones. Incomplete. And now 2nd and 10 for USA from their own 48. We have an update from Ubley. It's Ubley 20, Bannack 12 in the third quarter, so Ubley's starting to pull away from Bannack in the second half. Ubley needs that 6th victory tonight to get into the playoffs.
They do, but no reason to sit comfortable yet. Still a 1-possession game.
Second and 10 from the 48.